Hello, I want to welcome you to my broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I pray today that you're being blessed of the Lord. And I know today that God's mercy is upon us. And I know today that if we'll reach out and let the Lord touch us, that our lives can be changed for time and eternity. You know, the Lord wants to bless us, but sometimes we get stubborn and hard-headed, and we won't let Him bless us. But today I pray you'll hear God's word. Today I want you to please stay tuned to the broadcast. I have a word I know that will encourage your heart, but I also have a message concerning our country. And I want you to stay tuned because it's very, very important. It's a very serious message. And today, before I begin the message, I want to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you reach down, touch the hearts of the listeners today. Father, I do not know what will bless this great congregation that is under my voice today, but you know, and I lean upon you. I ask that you speak to the hearts of men and women across our land. Take this broadcast, Lord, and send it to wherever you would have it to go. And I pray, God, bring revival into our land before it's too late. I pray, God, awake America. Awake her, Lord, I pray. Send revival, but let it begin with us. I pray, Lord, if there be one under the sound of my voice that is not born again, I ask, God, that you give them revelation knowledge that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ, and give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. You must be born again. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. And, Lord, I know what you ordain, you will sustain. And I speak that in the name of Jesus. Now, please, Lord, bless this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I want you to know when you read God's Word, it's just not a book of stories. It's living. God's Word is living. God's Word is not going to change. God's Word is faithful. God's Word is true. And if we do what the people in the Bible did, we're going to get what they got. I want you to realize that. There's a law. An unchangeable law, and that's the law of God. And God's law, God's word, God's spoken word, God's principles are not going to change. God is not a man that he should lie. Whatever he said, that he is going to do. He watches over his word to perform it. And today I want to talk about a strong man. And we all know this story very, very well. All Sunday school children have heard the story of Samson and Delilah. But today I'd like to go over that with you again, but I want you to see some points that God has given me specifically for the time and the era that we're now living in. Those of you that can, you turn to your Bibles. I'm going to be preaching out of Judges chapter 16, and this is talking about Samson. Now, before I read the scripture, I want to tell you a little something about Samson. Samson's mother and dad could not have any children, but the angel of the Lord appeared to them and told them that if they would do a certain thing, if they would consecrate themselves, that God was going to give them a mighty child. And he did. And the stipulation was this. He was going to be a Nazarite, a vow that he had made, that they had made from their heart to give this child to God. And a sign of the inward vow of the son that they would have, Samson, would be that he would never cut his hair and never drink strong drink, and he would be kept from the unclean thing. That was a vow that he made. See, a vow that you make to God will show up on the outside. Samson's hair, what he ate and drank, was not the source of his strength, but the source of his strength was the vow that he had made in his heart to God and his service to God, and the outward appearance was a sign of the inward vow. Let me tell you something. When you serve God with your whole heart, it's going to show up on the outside. Always know that. And now I want to read this scripture. And it's talking about Samson going into a harlot. In chapter 16, verse 1, it says this, "Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there a harlot and went into her." Now, the Philistines were Samson's and Israelites. They were their enemies. And God had raised Samson up to be a judge over Israel, and he was a mighty warrior. Samson was a strong. When the power of God would come on him, he was mighty. We're told in the Bible that he killed 300 men at one time, and he killed a lion barehanded. He took a jawbone of an ass and killed 1,000. And it goes on and on at the mighty feats of strength that the power of God gave Samson because of the vow and the commitment that he made to God. It wasn't because Samson went to the gym every day or he drank some kind of energy drink. He was anointed of God, and God gave him the power to be an overcomer of the enemies of the children of God. Let me repeat that. God gave Samson the power to overcome the enemies of the children of God as long as he walked with God. And then God will do the same for you, and God will do the same for me. But first off, Samson wanted to get married, and he wanted a wife from the Philistines, and his mom and daddy said, no, leave them women alone. But you know, Samson, the Bible says, overrode the advice of his mom and dad, and he took a woman of the Philistines, and he married her, and ended up that she deceived him. It almost cost his life, and it was a disaster. And you would think, let me tell you something, it wasn't the armies that was going to attack Samson, because he recognized he had power over the armies, and he had power over their weapons, and he could outfight them. But you see, the enemy was seeking to ensnare Samson. A snare is a noose or a trap laid for you. You're not looking for it, you're not expecting it, but it will be laid for you to entrap you. Proverbs 12:13 says, the wicked is ensnared by the transgression of the lips. Ah, gotcha. Psalms 38:12 says this, they also seek me, they also that seek after my life lay snares for me. The psalmist was saying here, the pit ones that seek after my life, he knew they're going to lay snares. They're going to lay a trap for me. It's not going to be in the obvious, it's going to be in a hidden trap. And that's what happened in Samson's life. And he went into this Philistine bride, and it almost cost him his life. And then in chapter 16, verse 1, it says, then went Samson to Gaza, and there he saw a harlot and went into her. There he goes again. He goes into this harlot, and the enemy had surrounded and said, there he is. He's in with a harlot. We're going to lay a snare for him. We're going to lie in wait. And when he comes out, we're going to grab him. And the Bible says that Samson came out, and the power of God came upon him, and it even took the gates of the city. And it was a mighty feat of strength that God gave him to escape the snare of his enemies one more time. Now, you would think that if he'd had two incidents with women, he would be very leery about the snares or the traps the enemy had set for him through women. You would think that, hey, it happened one time, it happened the second time, better not go back and do that again. But you know what? Guess what? He didn't learn his lesson. And that's the way a lot of people are today. They think, well, I did this wrong and I did this wrong, but I'll go down here and I'll try something different that's wrong, but maybe that won't ensnare me. That's kind of like this. Going into your dirty clothes hamper and getting out your cleanest dirty shirt to wear. Duh, come on, let me tell you, that's not going to work. You know what? The Bible says here he goes again. He goes in, he found another one, and he came, and he said this, he found a woman named Delilah, and she was a harlot, and he went into her, and the lords of the Philistines went to Delilah, and this is what they told Delilah. Samson had the wife, messed him up, tried to kill it. He went into a harlot. The enemy lied in wait and tried to ensnare him, but he didn't learn. He went down. He found another harlot. He traded harlots, went into another harlot named Delilah. And the enemy went to Delilah, and this is what the enemy had planned for Samson. I want you to listen very carefully what the enemy told Delilah to do to Samson. I want you to listen very carefully. In verse 5 of chapter 16 of Judges, this is what's said. Entice him, make him feel comfortable and make him feel good, and find out where his great strength lies. See, they knew that his strength wasn't human strength, It was a source of his strength. And the enemy wanted to get to the source of Samson's strength. They told Delilah, entice him, that we may get to the source of his strength. And this is what the enemy wanted to do to Samson, that we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And then he told Delilah, we're going to pay you for your services. I want you to hear me, America. I want you to hear me, people. What your enemies want to do to you is the same thing that Samson's enemies wanted to do to him. They want to bind him and afflict him. They want to bind you and they want to afflict you, and they want to go to the source of your strength and take it away from you. I want to repeat that again. This is serious. Your enemies, America, want to bind you, tie you up so you can't move, afraid to move, can't say anything. They want to afflict you, make you fearful, make you worry. They're going to have rule over you. And they want to go to the source of your strength and take it away from you so you have no more power. Does that sound familiar? Is anybody catching what's going on here? The same thing that the enemy tried to catch Samson in a snare, he's trying on America today. He's trying on you and trying on me. He wants to ensnare you. He wants to put a noose about you. He wants to entice you. He wants to pull you in and take away your source of your strength, which is God Almighty. And this is what she began to do. Delilah began to soothe Samson and talk pleasing words to him. And she began to say, if you really love me, you'll tell me the source of your strength. I want to know where your strength lies. And then Samson would tell her some far-fetched thing. And this is what she would do. She would do it to him. And then she would holler, get up, Samson, the Philistines are on you. And he would shake himself and run out. Now, I don't know about you, but it looks like that if you told somebody this is the source of my strength and they did that to you, you would say, hey, that person don't have good things in mind for me. I think I'll stay away from him. You know, Samson, he wasn't bright in that area. But let me explain something to you, children. Let me explain something to you. Sin and rebellion against God will make you hard of hearing and understanding. Your understanding will flee from you. You can't comprehend. You can't figure things out. Your senses become dull when you start sinning against God. You don't know which way to, you go right back in. If you make an agreement with a country or a person or a group, and they say, we'll do such and such and such, and you agree with them, and then they turn around and do opposite from what they said, don't you think you best count them an enemy and not go back in and try to lay with them again and join up with them again? Don't you think you need to say, hey, you my enemy, and I'm going after you. You're not coming in. You're not getting the source of my strength. But you know, Samson didn't do that. He went right back in to the tent of Delilah again. She said the same thing. You've mocked me. Now tell me the source of your strength if you really love me. And here Samson goes again. He tells us some far-fetched thing. And he says, if you'll do so and so and so and so, then this will take away my strength. And she did it to him. She said, Samson, get up. See, he fell asleep every time. When you fall asleep at the enemy's knees, you're going to end up in trouble. When you fall asleep and you're so sluggish you can't see that the enemy's trying to ensnare you and take away your power and strength and take away your calling, take away your country, destroy your nation, something is wrong with you. And he went to sleep. Every time she'd wake him up, get up, they're on you, and he'd run out and he'd see that she had deceived him again. So what does he do? He goes back again. And she says, again, tell me your source. And he tells us some far-fetched thing. You can read it in chapter 16 here. And she does that same thing to him again. And says, the Philistines are on you. He shakes himself, wakes up, runs out, and sees what has happened. God gives him the strength to run away, and they don't catch him. See, when you flirt with unholy principles, it's going to lull you to sleep. and strip you of your strength. I want to repeat that. When you flirt with unholy principles, it will lull you to sleep, and it's going to strip you of your strength. Because one day you're going to flirt one time too many, and the enemy's going to reach out and say, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. That's what he's waiting to say to you, gotcha. That's what he's waiting to say to America, gotcha. You've laid in my tent. You've been lulled asleep. You've joined up with unholy principles. Gotcha. Gotcha. Gotcha where I want you. Laid snares for you. You fell for it. You wasn't wise enough to guard that which God gave you. God gave you. God gave you the strength to be an overcomer. God's given America the strength to be the nation she is, and they have turned their back on God. Gotcha, the enemy will say. Again, he goes back into the tent of Delilah. Verse 19 says, and she made him to sleep upon his knees. And he said, listen, before he went to sleep, he told her this. Shave off my hair. That was the source of his strength. The moment he gave away his source, which was God, and denied his God, is the moment the enemy had him, gotcha. The moment America, and one lock at a time, is being shaved off the head of America, God taking out here, God taking out there, God shave this off, we'll shave that off, you can't do this and this, and it'll gotcha. The enemy's gotcha. The moment you deny God is when your source and your strength and your protection is going to leave you. If you do what they did in the Bible, you're going to get what they got. I want you to stay listening. I'm not through. There's more to come. And she made him to sleep. See, going into the tent of the wicked will make you drowsy and sluggish. And you get to where you lose the sense of what the purpose and the calling that you have and that which made you great to start with. That's the power and anointing of God. See, God blessed America and founded America on Christian principles and people that wanted to worship God without fear and to worship God as they chose, not to be in a country where if you stand against sin and say you're a Christian, you're going to be persecuted. We're seeing that in our country now. Gotcha, the enemy's saying, gotcha. Samson went in, she caused him to sleep, she shaved off the locks of his hair. And as soon as he gave in and told her what his strength was, this is what she did to him. In verse 19, it says, he made him sleep, shaved off his locks. Then she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. That which he laid his head in the lap of began to afflict him. But Samson, he said, okay, he woke up and said, I'll go out like all the other times before. The Philistines are upon me. I'll go out like always before, but this time I'm going to shake myself and go out. And he did not know the power of God and the anointing of God had departed from him. God had departed from him. Then the Philistines took him. And they put out his eyes, and they brought him down to Gaza. Gaza's the place where he went into that first harlot. Let me tell you something. I don't know what you got buried in your path, but you better watch out. It's going to be a U-turn. It's going to show back up in your life. And they bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. They put out his eyes. They put him in a prison house, and he made him to grind like an oxen. And they made sport of him. The Bible says that they made sport of him. And they watched his weakness and they watched his demise, and it entertained the enemy because he lost his power with God. Is that what you want? The enemies of our soul, the enemies of our country, the enemies of our family to be entertained because we've denied God and lost our strength and we're now bound in some prison house grinding and can't make a living, can't do nothing, and just like an oxen. But something happened that changed the course. I want you to pay attention. As Samson was grinding in the prison house, he began to pray. His hair began to grow back. And then one day in verse 25, the Philistines, they were going to have a big party, and they were going to all make merry, and they're going to celebrate. And they brought Samson up. They brought Samson up to their pavilion, and they wanted him to, the Bible says in verse 25, to make sport, that he may sport us or entertain us. See, the enemy is entertained and delighted to see you bound and delighted to see you defeated and delighted to see you powerless. When you go into the tent of the enemy, you're going to come out powerless. You may go in powerful, but you're going to come out powerless. See, there's a thing going in our country today, a form of godliness for denying the power. If you stay in the enemy's tents, you're going to come out powerless. And that's what happened to Samson. But his hair began to grow back, and they wanted him to come down and entertain them. And he told the lad that led him, he said, "Lead me up to where the two pillars of this pavilion is." And Samson prayed. He put his hands on the pavilion, on the pillars in that pavilion, and he began to push. And the Bible says that they came down, God heard his cry. And Samson died that day, but that day he killed more that day than he did in his whole lifetime. Now, you know what? If you'd have found Samson's body, you'd have found a mighty strong man with his eyes put out, scarred by the prison, but his hair had grown back. Let me tell you, people, don't fall for the same ensnares and traps that Samson fell for. There's always a Delilah of some sort waiting on you to ensnare you. Stay out of the tents of the wicked. Don't make covenants with the wicked. Your enemies want you to be enticed. They want to lie to you to pull you in. The enemy will lie to you to pull you in. And then they want to afflict you and bring you down to the prison house. Now, I want you to listen to this word. Listen very carefully. In America, when the call is made, your enemies are upon you. It's going to be evident, America, your desires and what and whose tent you've been laying in, because you're going to come out powerful or powerless. And because you have allowed the enemy to shave off your strands of faith in God, and when you commit your final act of defiance in the face of God, then that which has laid in to ensnare you and trap you is going to torment you, is going to bind you, going to debase you, and they're going to make sport of you, and your enemies are going to laugh at your weakness and your nakedness. America, you're going to be stripped of your title of that which was strong and mighty and sound judgment and power with God. So you will be at the mercy of your enemies, and you will bow your neck under their yokes. And God will allow your strength to grow back. And if your heart is repentant, He'll renew your strength, and you can come out and be victorious. But you must always remember, America, you must always remember, individual, that God is the giver of life. God is our strength, and God is our protection. But if God's hand of mercy is rejected, so is His hand of mercy and protection rejected. Let me repeat that. If God's hand of mercy is rejected, so is her hand of protection and mercy and judgment and justice rejected. We live in serious times. We live in times we must take heed. Because when your anointing is gone and you've left the things of God, your eyes are going to be put out, and you're going to find yourself in the prison house of the enemy. The enemy is going to be telling you what to do and where to go. You think, that will never happen to me. That's what Samson said. I'll shake myself like all the other times before. I'll go out and I'll do this and this and this and this. I don't have to listen to God. I don't have to do. And he went out and done what seemeth right in the sight of man, but the end of is destruction and death. That's what the word says. It happened to Samson. It happened to individuals all through the scripture. You can look at people's lives all around you. You can look at the course our country's taken, and we headed for the same course that Samson was headed for, but I got good news. You and I do not have to be under the hand of judgment. We need to, not divine judgment. We need to be under the hand of divine protection. And you do that by serving the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and keeping yourself. God will keep you. God will bless you and keep you from the snares, the noose, the entanglement of the enemy. But you've got to know what's coming down the road. You see, you can't defeat your enemy if you don't know the tactics of the enemy. I want to remind you again, the enemy told Delilah and the harlot, said, entice him, lie to him, get him under your clutches, cause him to fall asleep on your knees, and we want to get to the source of his strength, and that was God. The source of your strength, child, is God. The source of his strength, America, is God. When you reject God, you're rejecting the source of your strength. Take heed, because our time is running out. The remedy for America is get back on your knees. Get on your knees. Get out on your knees. Humble yourself and pray. Get back to church. Get on your knees and pray. Get back to church. Get on your knees and pray. Get back to church. Get on your knees and pray. Get back to church. Get on your knees and pray. This is the end time in the last days. We're living in perilous times, but God's people will have a victory. But we must be alert. We must be aware of the snares of the enemy that he's put in our past. Take heed. Be alert. Wake up. Because Jesus is coming soon. Don't be left behind. Don't let this broadcast even end until you have repented and accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you do what they did, you're going to get what they got. That is to the negative, and that is also to the positive. Get in God's Word and learn His Word. Be blessed today. Be encouraged in God's Word. Don't deny God, because He is the source of our strength. God bless America. God bless America. God bless America. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today. Tune in again next week at the same time. Thank you.